And I'm joined by the lovely Judy Sharp. Hello.
Hello, Amanda. Good to see you.
And you. Now, we haven't actually discussed what we're talking about today,
no,
so
that's
you might
right.
surprise
we'll
me.
Wing it.
we will be discussing because I brought in my orchid.
Yes, you did.
I did.
And you did a very good job, Amanda.
Thank you very much.
I finally repotted it.
It's only taken 5 years, but we got there in the end.
But I don't know what you've... I think you're going to have to look at that little plug in the bottom.
Okay.
Yep.
All
don't
right,
let it get too wet.
Okay, I won't. I'll keep an eye on it, and if it does get too wet, I'll pull the plug out.
Well, we may as well give the hint to anyone growing an orchid while we're chatting.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Do you want to do it now? Yeah.
Well, I think you've done a very good job.
Thank you.
It's just I'm a bit worried about you getting it too wet, that's all.
Right. Yeah. So orchids don't require a lot of water.
I don't – look, medium.
Mm-hmm.
Medium.
And so, and just shade, not too much sun.
No, you have that one inside, don't
you? I've got that on the windowsill.
Yeah.
So it's getting the morning sun, but it doesn't get the afternoon sun. So it's not sort of directly in the sun all the time.
Yeah, well, that's a Phalaenopsis, which Cymbidiums, they're hardier. They're the ones with the long, strappy leaf and the long, tall stem of flowers. And they're grown outside a lot.
Okay.
But these guys wouldn't like the cold or wouldn't like the heat.
No. Well, I had a couple of other orchids that I put outside that were similar and they died. So I learnt my lesson and I've kept that one inside.
Well done.
Let's hope now with the new soil it's going to grow and look amazing.
It looks good.
Thank you.
Well, it's green anyway.
It's green. That's the main thing. So and we're going to start the day with Robin from Karua. Hi, Robin.
Hello, love. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good.
Hello, Robin. What can I help you with?
Darling, firstly, I said to you about burning maiden hair fern back. Well, I did it. I took it all out of the tub. It was all too tight in there.
Right.
And with what I transplanted, it doesn't catch fire. You just singe it. And it's growing magnificently. I think my late mother-in-law, God bless her soul, may have given me that hint.
Oh, that's good, Robin. And you're watering it regularly, aren't you?
Oh, definitely, Judy. Now, last week, I think it was, a gentleman rang through and told you of a new product that you can spray the weeds in your lawn, but it won't kill the lawn.
Yeah, he did,
And I was out and about driving and I couldn't write it down.
Well, Robin, don't write it down yet, darling, because I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Just stay and listen.
Yes.
Stay tuned because I'm going to talk about that whole situation, okay?
Good.
Okay. Righty-o.
Have a nice afternoon.
You too, Robin.
Thanks, Robin. Bye.
Bye.
And we've got Karen from Port Macquarie on the line. Hi, Karen. How can we help you today?
Hi there. Look, Judy, I went and bought a stack of acacia limelight
because
I like the little fine bits on it and it looks pretty. Some are good and some are not and they look like they're going to God. But I've got three in a row and two on each side are fantastic. And the one in the middle looks like it's going to God. Do I cut it back and just say sayonara or what do I do?
Now, Karen, I wonder if you've got the cockchafer grubs under the soil. Have you dug around the soil? They're the little white ones.
No, I'm pretty sure it's...
You haven't got those.
I dug it out because they said it's the native and I had to put a proper sandy, like a creek bed soil underneath it because it's the native and they're finicky.
Right, okay.
So I did all that.
Yeah.
I did prep the soil.
But, Karen, at Port Macquarie, I would have thought you would have a sandy kind of soil anyway.
Oh, no. We've got a lot of red. It's like clay.
Okay. Yeah.
It's extremely red soil.
Ah, okay. Rightio. Well, that doesn't solve the problem easily, does it? Look, are easy to grow, actually. Acacias are easy to grow.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I don't know. Are they in the sun?
Yep, they're
in the sun, right, okay. And you've kept the water up to them while they were little babies?
Yep, did all that.
Oh, okay, it's a bit of a mystery.
It is.
And when you took that dead one out, did you check the soil?
I haven't. It's not totally gone to God. It's like dried up, and it's still trying.
Right.
So, you know, I've just trimmed it and all the dead bits off. So that's what I'm asking you, are you supposed to prune them or not?
Oh, it won't hurt to prune them, particularly if they're not happy. But acacias are not difficult to grow, to be honest, but maybe it's your soil. It might be too heavy for them.
Righto. Yeah. I have up and around the street, they had a great one growing in the sun. It was fantastic. Went down and it was on a ledge, and then it went down towards the ground. And the next thing, it carked it as well. So
right.
I just wondered if they were just finicky and I've wasted my money.
No, Karen, look, they don't have an overly long lifespan.
Maybe because these ones are about 3 years old.
Yeah, but, you know, generally giving them a light prune does prolong their life.
I just wonder why the two on each side are happy and the one in the middle is not happy.
Yeah, look, I think it's something to do with your soil.
All right, okay.
Yeah, so maybe try and lighten up the soil on that where that one is.
How do I lighten up the soil?
Well, did you tell me it was like red clay stuff?
Oh, yes, but I took all that out and I put the soil in.
Yeah, so did you buy proper native mix?
Yep, I did.
Oh, gosh, I can't solve this one for you. I'm sorry. You've done everything right, Karen.
You
have done everything right. So just go out and say something nice to it every day.
Oh, no, I go out and say, try harder.
Well, something nice might work.
Yeah, all right.
Oh,
now,
Karen, look, keep us...
Just a quick one.
Yep.
Sorry. Do they like water or they don't like water, gardenias?
Oh, no, gardenias like water.
Okay, right, I've got to give it a bit more water. The leaves are going yellow, that's all.
Oh, yeah, no. They like water, but they also like cow manure. Is it in the ground?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, time to give it a little fertilise.
Right, thanks very much.
Okay, good luck with it, Karen. Give us a ring back and let us know if the acacia survives.
I don't hold out a lot of hope, but there you go.
Okay.
Thank you, Karen, appreciate the call.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Now, Judy, you want to talk about the products that
we were talking about
last week?
Yeah. Well, of course, I thought we should, because last week we had several gentlemen ring in about products that could be sprayed on the weeds that they use, that they get from, what do we call them, bulk supply stores,
mm-hmm.
bulk supply stores. And, you know, I think the couple of gentlemen that rang in might have been... you know, might have had a big garden or might have even been farmers,
mm-hmm.
you know. But one of them was called Graze On and the other one was called Javelin. But then we had someone ring in about Graze On towards the end of the program. I don't think we got them to air, did we?
No, they just left a message.
They left a message, that's right, saying that it can be a little bit dangerous. Not deadly dangerous, but I'm suggesting today that from now on, anyone that, you know, wants to get weeds killed and they want to buy a herbicide and they go to a bulk supply shop, I think it's time, Amanda, they had a better idea of what they're buying. You know, at the store, they should be able to give them advice at point of sale.
Mm-hmm.
But if not, then they should read the instructions very, very carefully. Read the labels carefully. And when this cold snap passes, it's time... Oh, sorry, I've gone on to the next subject. Well, that was a long subject, that one, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, but, so basically, I think that anyone that rings us up, they need to be sure, or the people that are listening, going to buy the product, need to go down and talk to them at point of sale.
So get some advice from the people at the store.
Yeah, so we heard something about Graze On, but not Javelin. So the gentleman that rang in about Javelin might give us a buzz and let us know if it's secure.
Excellent. All right, well, there's some advice there. Now, Judy, you want to give a shout-out to somebody.
I did. I went to a birthday party on Saturday
night. Did you?
Yeah, lovely birthday party. And I happened to sit next to a lady, And she's a very young lady, very nice lady. And we were talking, and then she suddenly looked at me and she said, "I think I know your voice." And I said, "Oh, do you?" And she said, "Do you do gardening?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "Oh, I listen to NURFM every Monday for the gardening program."
Oh, good on her. And so she's probably listening.
I hope she is. Her name is Maria. And what I found interesting was she loves the garden, but she's also about to establish a vegetable garden.
Oh, right. So,
and I thought, Maria,
yeah,
give us a ring and let us know how your veggies are going.
Well, actually, that's a good idea, but if someone was wanting to establish a vegetable garden, what would they have to do?
Well, it depends. You know, a lot of people now buy those veggie, you know, the upright ones. And she was asking me about the one that she'd been looking at because it doesn't have a bottom in it. And I found that unusual.
Oh, yeah. You can just buy like a...
A trough.
Yeah, a trough.
Yeah.
And then you just put it in the garden and then you...
Yeah.
Yeah. So would you just fill it with dirt and then just put the veggies... Seeds in. Oh, soil. Sorry. I'm learning.
Yeah, of course, you'd just put the vegetables in and then you'd start applying some fertiliser, a liquid fertiliser every week to encourage them. But, you know, I'd buy good potting mix, a good potting mix to put in one of those veggie plugs.
So as far as, say, you're wanting certain vegetables to grow faster. I mean, because there are some like pumpkins and they take years, don't they?
Oh, not years, but they take a while.
They take a while. So say you wanted something that would grow fairly quickly, what would you choose?
Well, you wouldn't put pumpkins in one of those veggie plugs, you see, because they like to ramble through the garden.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm not sure about Maria. I didn't know whether she was going to buy the plug or whether she was going to create a garden bed. I got a feeling she might create a garden bed, and that's better for veggies, really, even though the plugs are good. Particularly if you're in an apartment or a flat. But if you've got a nice garden, and this lady did have a nice garden, so I thought, no, she should put in a proper veggie garden.
Well, what about growing from other vegetables? For example, I buy spring onions from the supermarket.
Yeah.
And then I'll leave them in a vase of water and so that they keep growing.
Yes.
So, is that something that, you know, you could grab one from the supermarket and then put it in your veggie garden and it would just stay alive? Would you do that?
Probably with some things. With some things. But, look, you're better off buying vegetable seedlings and make sure you buy the ones that are in season. So you've got to look at what's coming up. What are coming up, do you think?
Tomatoes?
Tomatoes, yes. See, Amanda, you are learning
there you
a
go.
Lot, darling. You are.
I try.
Well, tomatoes are coming in season, so it's time to start getting the soil ready for the tomatoes, isn't it? So that they like cow manure.
Okay. Why? Is it to do with acids and bases? That kind of
acids
thing?
Acids and alkalinity?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
I might not come next week.
No, please come. Please come. Oh, dear. Oh, look, we've got a call. Fantastic. Saved by the call. We've got Russell from Morpeth on the line. Hi, Russell.
Hi. Hello.
Hello,
Russell.
Thank you
very much for your show. I always appreciate it every week. But I wanted to ask you, I bought a cardamom ginger plant.
Right.
And it's got on there that it only wants dappled light. So at the moment it's got morning sun. But I just want to know how to look after it. And do I use potassium sulfate there on that to make a flower or what?
Oh, yes, definitely, Russell. But morning sun would be ideal because the hot sun would probably burn it.
Right.
So morning sun. And just give it a regular fertiliser, liquid one.
Thrive or something like that?
You can use Thrive. I'm very fond of a product called Flourish because it's targeted to individual plants.
Oh, right, eh?
Yeah, so you'd buy Flourish for vegetables or whatever.
Oh, right, yeah. I know they've got one for roses. I use that. Would that be suitable?
Oh, roses, no, because roses like alkaline soil.
Oh, right.
Yeah, your ginger might rather have acidic soil.
Oh, right, that's good.
Yeah, but you could try it, but just do half strength and see what happens.
All right. Thank you very much. Enjoy your show.
Oh, thank you, Russell. We appreciate the call today. Everyone's asleep, I think.
To a new RFM on air, online and on your smartphone. This is Gardening Talk Back now, going from no calls to four calls, Judy. So let's go.
Oh, wow. We better talk quickly.
We better. We've got Mike from Maitland. Hi, Mike. How are you going?
Good afternoon. I'm very good. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Now, you've got roses with black spots.
Yes, I've tried numerous products, over-the-counter type things, and doesn't seem to have any great success. I did hear just recently, it could have even been from your guest speaker there this afternoon, that milk might be a
milk
possible solution. Yeah, milk.
Oh, that wouldn't be me, Mike. I'm going to go for the nasty stuff, darling. Have you got black spot fairly, you know, you would have pruned by now, have you or not?
Not yet.
No, because you're still getting a little bit of frosty and cold.
Yep.
Oh, right, okay. Well, look, what you'll need to do is spray them with Mancozeb.
Mancozeb?
Yep, Mancozeb.
Okay, full instructions on that.
Full instructions will be on the packet, yes. It's only a very mild fungicide.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know, Mike, when you prune them, you're going to get rid of a lot of that, aren't you?
Well, I hope so, yes.
Yeah, do a hard prune?
Yes.
Oh, right, okay. Well, you're going to find that might alleviate it and you might just have to water around the soil.
Okay. Prune them before I do the Mancozeb?
That's what I think. I'd wait now. How long are you going to wait before you prune? What, a couple of weeks now?
Or in the next week or two, yeah.
Oh, right, okay. Well, wait till you prune them and then get the Mancozeb ready and just water it over, you know, spray it on what you've got left, you know, but you won't have many leaves on there. If they look like my roses, I've got very little. Mine are just starting to shoot, but I pruned a bit earlier in July. So, so anyway, good luck with that, but I think you're on the right track.
Thanks very much, Judy. Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
Cheers,
bye. Next, we've got Sue from Charlestown. Sue, you want to talk about pruning roses?
Hello,
yes,
Sue.
Hi, Judy. How are you?
Oh, very well, thank you. Roses are in the talk fest today, aren't they?
They are. Yeah. I usually leave it till the end of July. I'm not too late, am I?
No, not at all. No.
No, no. And just trim them down. I've done them before, but when we trim them, what do we spray on? Is copper something or no?
Copper oxychloride.
That's it.
Yeah, right, you're on the ball.
Yeah.
And what do you fertilise with, Sue?
Sudden Impact. What else did you put on them?
Well, you know what? I was going to talk about that just before we went today. But when you're pruning, mine have had poultry manure.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and then after a couple of weeks, I'll give mine Sudden Impact. I love it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but a big feed with poultry manure.
Poultry manure, yep.
Yeah, which regulates the soil back to alkaline for you.
Righty-o. And in pots, though, we don't...
Oh, okay, we're in pots.
I've got a full back garden of roses in the garden, but I've got two in pots.
Oh, so I use the Sudden Impact.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
Yeah, it's slow release. Yeah. I didn't want to sidetrack you on that then and make a boo.
No, I knew it was different in the pots. That's all, Jude. Yeah. So, and I haven't left it too late, have I?
No, not at all. Look, mine got a hard prune. Mine are standards, and they did get a hard prune. But I've noticed the shoots are not coming that quick. Because all of a sudden the weather changed, didn't it? And we're now freezing. But at least we don't have frost, Sue.
That's true. Not in Charleston, we don't. Not much. No. Jude.
You're welcome. Good luck. Ring back and let us know what they come up like.
I will, Jude.
Thank you, dear. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. You're listening to Gardening Talkback with Judy Sharp, and we've got Rose from Lake Macquarie on the line. Thanks for holding, Rose.
Hello, Rose. What can I help you with?
Oh, yes, Judy. We've been here about 2 years and near the lake, and there was some old lemon tree and a lime tree, and they were just about dead. And my partner's resurrected them, cutting them back and putting his chicken manure on.
Right.
But the lemons are beautiful, but there's no juice in them. as such. So I wondered if there's anything we could do to make them juicier.
Now, Rose, probably what I'm thinking is, do you remember we had a very long dry period before we got all the rain back again? So were they fruiting then?
Not very good, no.
Well, it's probably that, they are fruiting.
Now.
Oh, right, okay. Well, do you water them regularly every day? Probably not, because we're getting enough rain, aren't we?
We get a lot of, because we're on a sort of a slope, we get a lot of runoff.
Yes.
So it's very damp up there at the moment.
Okay. And so did you fertilise with poultry manure when you pruned them?
Yes, my partner did.
Oh, look, he's a good man, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got all these concoctions.
Okay, so do you put anything else on apart from the poultry manure?
I put some citrus and rose food around the perimeter.
Right.
Like you say to do. But I haven't in the winter.
Right,
No.
Well, there's probably time to start fertilising them now.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know when you fertilise citrus, you never put the fertiliser on dry ground.
Oh, rightio.
Yeah, you always go out to the canopy, the edge of their canopy, and you water out there in a ring, not right up against the trunk, and then you water that in, and then 3 weeks later you might give them another go. So you start off with a bit of poultry manure first, and then 3 weeks later you'll go to citrus food.
Okay.
So that's might be just lacking, that's all.
It's probably a bit hungry, that's all.
Rose, give us a ring and, after they fruit again and let us know how that went. So you're going to do poultry manure and then citrus food 3 weeks later.
And also they must have been grafted or something because it's got a really weird other fruit on it, like an ugly fruit type thing.
Oh, yes, they would have been grafted. So just keep cutting that off. Okay.
Right, thank you very much.
Thank you, Rose, for the call. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye, thanks, Rose. Now, Judy, you've got some other things you want to talk about today.
I'll talk very quick, will I?
Oh, you've got a couple of minutes. Go for it.
Oh, have I? Okay. Yeah. Well, it's time now when the cold snap passes, which it's going to, no doubt, it's time to plant out strawberries and rhubarb.
Oh, yummy.
Yes. Good time to plant them. Both easy to grow when you're talking about veggies. But then again, I was going to talk about rose pruning, following up with the dose of sudden impact, but we've done that.
You've done that?
We've done that, Now, citrus trees should only be pruned after they fruit. So I hope our previous listener is listening to that.
Is that because if you prune beforehand, you're just going to cut off the fruit?
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
See, I am learning.
Yeah, there you go. And even then, it only requires the stems to be thinned out, not hard pruning.
What does hard pruning mean?
Well, hard pruning means they might cut right back to the centre column.
Okay.
And that last caller, I should have picked up on that with Rose, but I think she and her husband know what they're doing, so... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyway, that's about it for me today.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Well, actually, somebody did ring up and was asking about orchids, but they got cut off. So is there any extra stuff that you could tell us about orchids today?
With a phalaenopsis like you've got?
Mm.
Okay, or cymbidiums?
Or both. We've got a minute. Go for it. I'm stretching.
Well, the phalaenopsis, as you found out, they're very tetchy little creatures. They're raised in glass houses, whereas the cymbidiums, they're not raised. Well, they're raised in covered areas, but not glass houses.
Okay.
And so they're tougher. So that means if you want to get a nice orchid to grow, even in the house, you get a cymbidium.
Cymbidium.
Mm.
Okay. And so what are the ones that are usually outside?
Cymbidiums will grow outside, yes, my word.
Okay, and then the other ones?
Like you've got a phalaenopsis. Difficult word, isn't it?
It is.
Phalaenopsis.
Oh, that's why I let you say it.
No, look, they like tender, loving care.
Okay.
Yep.
So hopefully mine's going to survive.
I think it will, all those new shoots coming up.
Yeah, it's looking amazing.
It is, isn't it?
It is, even if I do say so myself.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
First steps.
There's hope for all the wannabe gardeners out there. If I can do it, you can do it.
Dolly steps.
That's it. Well, thank you, Judy. We will catch up with you next week for Gardening Talkback on 2NURFM 103.7.